Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, January 25th, and this is Boston Council, 27 Vice President Cameron Matthews reporting. Bidding for the partnership program will close tomorrow morning, January 26th at 0800 Central Time. Awards for the partnership will be posted by 1700 Central Time on Thursday. We encourage every member who is able to consider a bid for the partnership program to do so to help a more junior flying partner. In addition to helping our flying partners, this partnership also offers schedule flexibility and greater time off during the summer period. The new program begins March 2, 2011 and ends on August 30, 2011. If you are currently participating in the partnership program, you must rebid to be considered for award for the new program. If you are interested in the program and wish to find a partner to bid with, you may post your interest in Unimatic at POSTRD and find a partner in TRD-BRD. Remember, bidding for the new program closes tomorrow, January 26th at 0800 Central Time, so there isn't time remaining before the close of the bids. Help us continue to save jobs. Consider bidding for the partnership. Additional information is available on our website. Yesterday, we learned of a suicide bombing at Moscow Airport, which resulted in 35 fatalities and over 150 injuries. Fortunately, no United planes were on the ground in Moscow at the time of the attack, and United crews on layover at the time were contacted by their local council president and the Council Safety, Health, and Security Committee. AFA EAP assistance has been offered. This incident serves as a reminder to beware in all circumstances. While on layover, remember to keep identification with you, be aware of your surroundings in an unfamiliar location, look for anything out of the ordinary, and communicate with each other about your whereabouts and your plans. Remember, do not discuss our layover hotel or details of places you intend to visit when in proximity to passengers or the public. Be safe in all situations on and off the aircraft and report anything suspicious. In their Friday update, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, APFA, at American Airlines reported that they had been informed that, at present, they are not acting on the request for release from mediation and there are no additional meetings scheduled. APFA President Laura Glading will be having further discussions with the Director of Mediation Service and the National Mediation Board members in the next few weeks to discuss their status. APFA and management met January 4th through January 6th in their first mediation session since May 21st, 2010, where release from mediation was discussed. Mesa Air Group won approval for their plan to exit bankruptcy this past Thursday. Mesa is expected to exit bankruptcy in February after 11 months. 2 weeks ago, Mesa and its Freedom Airlines unit resolved litigation with Delta, and the reorganization allowed Mesa to terminate over 100 aircraft leases and financing. Miami Air flight attendants, represented by AFA-CWA, yesterday ratified a 4-year agreement with management in a vote of over 90% supporting the agreement. The agreement reached in November 2010 comes after 3 years of negotiations and over 1 year in mediation. The new agreement contains improvements to compensation, work rules, benefits, leave provisions, and other improvements. Flight attendants at Spirit Airlines, represented by AFA-CWA, will be holding an informational picketing at management headquarters at 2800 Executive Way, Miramar, Florida. If you are interested in joining them tomorrow, January 26th at 0830 Central Standard Time, you may RSVP to Ready for Action at spiritafa.org or visit www.spiritafa.org and wear something green. The negotiation survey closed Tuesday, January 18th at 1 o'clock Central Time. The feedback submitted by those who participated has been compiled by the survey company and is being studied by our negotiating committee. Our negotiating committee and other professionals will use the survey results along with other direct feedback from members throughout the system as a means to keep you directly involved in the process. As we've stated from the beginning, negotiating for improvements are about you and the priorities you have set for our negotiating committee to pursue. By keeping you directly involved in the process, benefits everyone through the empowerment of our involvement. As we inform our priorities at the negotiating table, we work towards building a stronger future that include improvements to pay, benefits, work rules, and job security. Without you, we cannot be successful because these negotiations are about you. If you're not already, then we invite you to become involved and take part in the process, attend meetings, sign up for the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, remain informed, and inform your flying partners of our message. Stand strong, stand together, and we will be successful. Shareholders of the publicly listed companies will get a non-binding advisory note on executive compensation under new rules adopted by the U.S. Securities Regulators today. In a vote of 3-2, the Securities and Exchange Commission will implement a provision designed to give shareholders greater input over executive compensation. The change comes as a result of investors expressed outrage by excessive executive compensation due to the recent financial crisis. Shareholders would also get to vote on golden parachute pay packages in connection with a merger or acquisition, and companies will be required to make additional disclosures about such compensation arrangements. Last week, the negotiating committee attended the Winter United Master Executive Council meeting in Chicago, where they presented a comprehensive review of the status of our negotiations. Their review focused on the areas we've received new or revised proposals from management since the last MEC meeting in October 2010. Our next mediated session with management is next week, the week of February 1st, where we expect to receive management's proposal on scope. Our negotiating committee is also preparing our next edition of Negotiations and You newsletter, which should be mailed to your home next week. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.